off on Carolyn's question about Father, Son, Holy Spirit in each kingdom.
Here you go. You have this meat sack, you have non-physical, and you have the labyrinth of your mind. That separation is how you apply each thought process within each kingdom. Okay? So outer kingdom, inner kingdom, middle kingdom. Outer kingdom is what's coming at you. It's in your peripheral world. Okay? It's the coming to you. To you, woo-woo, wait, that may be an anomaly there. Then your inner kingdom is your heart. And all of those apply in the three separate parts. For example, if you see something in your outer kingdom you want to eat, and your inner kingdom says, oh, this is going to cause me problems, I can't do this, no, and it's an emotion, and you do it anyway, then that'll rot an emotion in your body, your physical body, when you bring it into your middle kingdom, will respond. And you can look at a donut and gain 5 pounds. Or you can look at a case of donuts dancing in a pool of white sugar with molten lava chocolate oozing out of your very beingness and be skinny as rail. That's the application of what we call Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Those aren't the best words, but they're the ones many people resonate with, as that 3 degrees of participation within each of the kingdoms, and that's what that's about. Now, there's voluminous information of tactility, of applying those the Trinity within the three kingdoms, but you have to remember that there's always duality in every aspect. Every conversation is 2 conversations. So if you can come to a place where it soothes you and you like it, then go with it. And if you can't, then leave it be in your outer kingdom until you can sort of soothe it into your middle kingdom of your now.
Outer, inner, and middle kingdoms. You might want to just quickly define each one, Ion.
Outer kingdom, what you see with your eyes that doesn't have necessarily have anything effect on you. They come up with a new app for your Peapod that's in your outer kingdom. You have an emotional response regarding that. That's in your inner kingdom, and you decide that you want it in your middle kingdom or your now. So then you go buy the 99-cent app, and then it's in your middle kingdom or your now. And all the interplays from everything to that level would be the division of those chambers or kingdoms. Now, it's coming quickly to where all those are going to merge back to one. The only reason you have 3 laundry baskets is because you have dark clothes, white clothes, and colored clothes, and you don't want to get them all mixed up in the same wash. But now, even now, they've come up with detergents where you can throw them all in the same washer load and not have any effect. And if the colors bleed, the little cloth picks up the bleeded color, so now you can wash it all together. So even that's being dispelled. So you'll find that when you get these chambers figured out, they'll be merged back into your now.
You're saying chambers and kingdoms are interchangeable as a noun?
They are.